Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning because like there's none like unto you, our God, from north to south, from east to west. There is none like unto you, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name shall be praised. This morning, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify your holy name. Lord, as we continue the service, through this period of sharing and ministration, I ask, O Lord God, that heavens will be opened over us in this sanctuary, over us in this auditorium, over us in this assembly. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray this morning that you touch us one by one in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every difficult issue you are going to resolve this morning, every long-standing matter you are going to deal with this morning, Lord, today there will be definite and specific testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us put our hands together, Father, Lord. Now, I want everybody to come inside the church. If you are outside the auditorium, for one reason or the other, you must come inside the church now. And if you are not wearing the mask, you can go to the gallery. I want to thank God this morning that today is the 11th day of our waiting on the Lord in fasting and in prayer, and we are rounding up today. I will try to keep within the time, but if for any reason, I want to put on notice, if for any reason, as my legal luminaries will say, put your notice. If for any reason I spend a few more minutes, it's because today is the final day of the fasting and prayer, and we are not coming back to the church in the evening. And after the service, you are free to break your fast. This money is meant for thanksgiving, declaration, and ministrations. After waiting on the Lord for this time, for this period. And I will be taking more of prayer and ministration this morning than preaching. That's what I intend to do, except the Holy Spirit directs otherwise. So, but before I go into prayers and ministrations, I will be sharing with us what I call the victory of the Lord. The victory of the Lord. And I will take my text from the book of Joshua, chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, and we are going to read from verse 1 to 5, just the first 5 verses of the book of Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I give into your hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Verse 3. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus thou shalt do 6 days. Then verse 5, where I'm stopping for now. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day, ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. Verse 5. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called. No, that's verse 6. Praise the Lord. Now, in this passage that we have read, we saw that the children of Israel, they were to go and possess their possession. They had had a period of some waiting or some victory. But after even they have crossed the river Jordan, after the Red Sea experience, after they were supposed to expect to move in, the wall of Jericho was shut against them. I want to tell you today that today is a day of celebration of the victory of the Lord. And why am I saying that? We are not celebrating because there is absolute absence of threat or complete manifestation of victory. But we are celebrating of the conviction that God has taken over our case and we are entering into our possession. You know, one thing about the devil is this, and I need to tell all this because even after these 11 days after we might have broken our fast, the enemy might come to you and trying to pretend that the case is not over, telling you the battle is not won. If you look at this, if you go to the book of Joshua chapter 2 verse 9, I'm not going to read because of our time, chapter 2 verse 9 to 11, when the spies were sent, two of them, by Joshua to spy the land, what did Rahab tell them? Rahab said that, look, God has given you the land. He said, your terror is upon us. He said, our heart met, and there's no more courage even a man of valor. Was that not the testimony of Rahab the harlot to the two men? You will expect that after such a thing, they should just throw open the gate of Jericho and come to Soraya and say, look, just have mercy on us. Will you not think that's the common sense or the logical thing to do? But no, the devil will not want you to know that he is already weak. He will not want you to know that he is already defeated. He will still want to brag and see whether you actually know what God has given to you. So what am I saying this morning? As we go into some ministration and prayers, that I want you to be rest assured that during this period of fasting and prayers, we have put some things before the Lord. We have raised our voices before the Lord. We have laid a lot of things at his feet on the altar. And I have the confidence and the assurance in my spirit that the Lord has ministered unto us. But the enemy will want to deceive you. He wants to pretend to have the strength that he doesn't have again to tell you that the situation has not changed. But I tell you this morning, your situation has changed. I said your situation has changed. The Lord has given you the victory. The victory the Lord has given is of the Lord. But from this book of Joshua chapter 6 verse 1 to 5, I want to mention just five things we need to know. That even though God has given you the victory, there are a few things you need to know. The enemy was pretending to the people of Israel that he will still oppose them, that he will still resist them, that they will not make headway even after God had given the victory. They closed the wall of Jericho. And Joshua gave some things. And from that book of Joshua chapter 1 to 5, I want to say a few things to know what you need to be careful of, to take note of, and to take seriously in actually taking hold, laying hold on the victory that our Lord has given. The first thing is that you must listen to instruction. What did I say? Listen to instruction. See, when the Lord had given, had decided was giving the land to the people of Israel, and even the fear fell upon the people of Jericho, the enemy shut the gate against them. There was no evidence, physical evidence of victory. That was supposed to be a time of confusion. Remember, I said, after 11 days of fasting and prayer, why should I have this kind of dream again? Oh, why should I have this kind of push again? Oh, what? When the enemy comes to you after this period, it is time to listen. If Joshua didn't listen, he would not hear God. When they came, what they found was a short city, walls erected, and a wall or barricade. But because Joshua listened, Joshua heard God, and God spoke to Joshua. So, my dear brother, my dear sister, no matter where the enemy is trying to threaten you after this time, do not fret, listen. Then, after you listen, you must obey. It is one thing to listen, it's another thing to obey. God spoke to Joshua what they would do. What would happen if they didn't do what God asked them to do? Would they still have the victory? Answer me, would they still have the victory? Does it mean God has not given them the victory? God had given them the victory, but number one, they didn't listen to God. And number two, they need to obey. My brother, my dear sister, as we walk into this year, let us live in obedience. One will listen to the instruction of God from the word, from messages, from ministry, from the Holy Spirit. And secondly, let us live obediently. And number three, because of my time, do not be complacent. God told Joshua, yes, the world is set against you. This war will go down, but it will take 7 days. But in those 7 days, Joshua was not supposed to go and sleep. Are you listening to me? But God has promised me, after pastor said this year of new season, after new period, fasting and prayer, this is what God said. So it is done. I just go to sleep. Joshua and the people of Israel were not asked by God to go and sleep. Every day they had something to do. The victory will not come before 7 days. But before that 7 days, there was something they needed to do. So what am I saying? God has given us the victory. But don't go back and just rest on your horse. You have to continue to push until something happens. And people talk about pray until something happens. God has given us the victory. He told them what to do. They were supposed to obey, but then they were not supposed to be complacent. Complacency should be out of your dictionary this year. Do not be sleepy. Do not be sloppy. You must remain fervent in raising your hand before the Lord, raise your voice before the Lord. And number four, the fourth thing I want to say is that you must be patient. It will take 7 days, so they still needed to wait. Yes, God had done it, but you need to be patient and expect. All you need to do is just to be patient and expect God to bring to pass that which he has promised. And number five, you must rejoice in expectation. Even while you are expecting, rejoice. While you are expecting, don't complain. While you are expecting, don't grumble. While you are expecting, rejoice in the Lord, knowing that God has given you victory, that the enemy is just joking. And why did God ask them to shout? All they needed to do was not just to shoot arrow, but just need to shout the shout of victory, because God had already taken over. If you look at the book of Job, chapter 37, quickly, verse 4 to 5. The book of Job, chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. Briefly, let us look at it and see what the Lord is saying. After it, they went around 7 days. Every day they were compassing the city. On the seventh day, they had to go around the seven times. And after the trumpet was blown, to say, trumpet is a sign of celebration. You blow trumpet when you want to celebrate. So after the blow of trumpet, then they need to give a shout. Bible says, after it, in the book of Job, a voice roared. He thundered with the voice of his excellency. And he will not stay them when his voice is heard. When the voice of the Lord is heard, everything must give way. At the end of this time of fasting and prayer, God is going to roar with his voice. Go to verse 5. God thundered marvelously with his voice. Great things dwelt he which we cannot comprehend. After all this, there is a voice that Lord roareth. Come, God has taken over the case. So after the 7 days, they blew the trumpet and they shouted. Then God roared. Because the victory is of the Lord. I want to assure you this morning. After these 11 days of fasting and prayer, the Lord is going to roar. And his voice. At the sound of his voice, nothing can stand. Nothing can withstand it. No delay can stand before his voice. No barrier can stand before his voice. No obstacle can stand before. After it, the voice of the Lord roared. See, God talked, the Bible talked, God through David made us to understand certain things about when God roared with his voice, about the voice of the Lord. Quickly, I want us to look at it. Psalm 29, verse 4 and 5, quickly. Psalm 29, verse 4 and 5, quickly. Psalm 29, verse 4 and 5. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is powerful and is full of majesty. God is magisterial. God is the excellent God. And when he speaks with power. Verse 5 of that. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Cedar is a symbol of strength. The cedar we are talking about here is not the physical cedar. It's a symbolism of strength. It's a symbolism of fortress. It's a symbolism of assertiveness. It's a symbolism of something that cannot be shaken. But the Bible says the voice of the Lord breaketh cedar. What does he say? That is, no matter how difficult your situation is, no matter how terrible your condition is, when the Lord roars, the Lord is going to break down every barrier erected by the enemy, preventing your joy and your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, we are going to celebrate the victory of the Lord. The Lord is going to roar with his voice. And every obstacle, every issue that has become difficult in your lives before now, because the Lord is roaring, and because his voice breaks cedar, every strength of the enemy is going to melt this morning as we stand up on our feet today and as we go before the Lord to cap up this alone day of fast and prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to stand on your feet. Today, we are coming to possess the victory that our Lord has given unto us. We are coming to lay hold on the victory that our Lord has given unto us. Now, I want you just to stand on your feet and just begin to tell God that, Lord, let your voice roar. I've waited on you for the past 11 days. Today is the conclusion. Let your voice roar over my situation. Let your voice roar over my condition. Let your voice roar and break down every barrier before me. Let your voice roar and break down every obstacle before me. Let the mountain melt. Every mountain before me, let it melt this morning. Yes, every bars of iron, let them be broken this morning. Let your voice roar. Your voice that breaketh cedar, let it roar in the mighty name of Jesus. Mantaliba, reseki paulaba, masukokoko soboliba, ragagaga sibababa, maseke poshiba, rasakapush, lereba sandalaba, ransakakakasiba, rakusko poshibalaba, randakusko polibaba, ranga sabababa, ragagagaga siba, rauso bobo kontolobo, rusaka pashida, resika paliaba, reseke pushkili, raansika pashadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want us to take this song. Open the floodgates. The choir should just take that over. Open the floodgates in abundance. We want the floodgates of heaven to open this morning. Because the Lord is roaring. The floodgates must be opened this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. By his grace. Yes, open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates.
Maska papa papa.
In abundance.
Babaka shibabaka talabasada.
And cause your rain.
Rusaka pashi balaga.
To fall on us.
Rakasi babasha pali baba.
Open the floodgates.
Babaka talababa. Raga gaga gaga shapa.
Marude
koshu poliko.
And cause your rain to fall on us, Baba. Oh, Baba, oh, Baba, oh, Baba, oh, Baba.
Oh, now open your eyes. The Lord gave me a revelation. I saw myself before an authority figure, and people were queuing to call me to be attended to. And I was standing at the gate to enter in to present my request. And as I entered, I was not presenting a request on my own self. It's not my own personal request I was presenting. I was presenting a request on behalf of others. And the authority told me, it is done. And I came out and I was rejoicing. So I want us to just go before God and pray into that whatever is the issue, whatever is my issue, oh Lord God, it is done. Whatever is my issue, oh Lord my God, take care of it this morning. Take care of 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 this morning. Yes, Mama Cantrala, I believe that is for us. That is a word of encouragement. That's a vision of encouragement. I want us to begin to thank God that my case, Lord, I thank you, my case is taking over. Yes, I'm still going to be mentioning some special things, but I want us to thank God for this. I want us to thank God for this revelation. I want us to thank God for this revelation. Bakaski baba bakantra laba, ranta kakuska papa, rakakasi baba kantalaba, raanta kuskepo, rumama shinde aliga. And can you begin to mention that thing? Yes, the Lord told me, it is done, it is done. I was waiting and I entered and said, it is done. So begin to say, what are those things? What are those things that are peculiar to you? What are those that are your own issue? Now begin to tell God, if God said it is done, you are the one that know that matter. You have to mention your own. You have to mention your own. Maska papa pa. Rakakaka sipoko shipoligo. Brakaka sapaka shapaka sha. Brokoko soboliga. Raanta kuka sabaliga. Raanta kakaka sapaliga. Rakakaka sapaka sha. Rakaka sipopo. Roko sibalaga. Father, oh masada labaka shindaliba. Make a simple ego. Nobody will seek you in vain this morning. Nobody will call upon you in vain this morning. Oh Lord our God. Oh Lord our God. Those who are here, those who are hearing online, those who are watching online, no one will seek you in vain this morning. Nobody will call upon you in vain this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, attend to every case, oh Lord God. Attend to every matter, oh Lord God. As your people mention these cases one by one, Lord, attend to them. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Maska papa. Ragaga sapaliga. Rakaskibobo. Rangagaga sibaliga. Raangagaga. Rakukaka. Rida kaka skamba. Rakakaka siba. Rangagaga saba. Raangagaga. Riimba bakanta. Ringagaga siba. Ragagaga samba laba. Rangagaga saba. Rekuska bashida. Riiba skanda laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want to tell you this. The Lord laid this strongly upon my spirit that there are some who are walking zigzag. Zigzag. And that we must walk straight with God this year. Serving with commitment. Don't begin. Stop this your zigzag manner of relating or walking with God. So I want us to pray this morning that we are going to walk straight with God this year. We need to be straight with Him. He's ready to tick our request, to tick it. But we need to be straight with Him. We need to be straight with Him. Let us pray that God give us the grace to be straight with God this morning, this year, to walk straight with Him, to walk uprightly with Him. In the mighty name of Jesus, Maka Talaba, Rangaga Sapaka Siba, Rekeke Siba Shibaliga, Raanda Kusko Bobo Shiboliga, Raanda Kusko Po Shibalaba, Reeseke Popo, Raanda Kukaka Sabaliga, Ranga Subobo Soboliba, Raanda Kuske Po, Risaga Shinega. Father, help us, O Lord God, help us, O Lord God, help us, O Lord God, Help us, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God, to walk straight with you. Lord, take away our weaknesses. Lord God, replace with your strength. Help us to walk right with you. Help us to walk straight with you. Help us not to walk zigzag again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mansaka papa. Ragaga sapaka. Bakashipaka shap. Bakashiba bakashiba lega. Brakaka sipa liga. Rakasaba laga. Rinseke poshandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh.
You are. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh.
Now everybody begin to speak in tongues now. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, begin to plead the blood of Jesus. If you are part of the Lord, begin to speak in tongues. If not, begin to plead the blood of Jesus now. Maska papa ula gashtibo. Rosso kobo shinda liaba. Mansai gaba shubaba ishaila. Rai gaga gaga gari mama saila. Rai da kai shai kapaila buraiba. Yaira gas kaimba shente liba. Rai da kaka kaka riba. Rai sa kaka kaka sapala. Braka kaka sabaliba. Raga gaga 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 sabaliba. Ranga gaga 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 siba. Raida kaskaba. Raanda kakuskaba liba. Raanda kuske bobo. Raida kaskaba liba. Raanda kuka kaka siba. Raanda kuka kaka sabalaba. Raanda kuka kaka sabaliga. Raanda kuka kaka sabal. Raando koskobo shiba. Raanda kaka sabaliga. Raida kaskiba. Ya araba kaskaba. Raando koskobo shiba. Ragas kaba, raanda kaskaba, raanda kus keboshi boliga. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want everybody to stand until you are just open your eyes. We are going to stand up and pray this prayer. Now, we have to pray it aggressively. Aggressively. See, the devil is a very bad devil. Just like he was pretending the wall of Jericho was still very strong enough, even after God had decreed the victory. There was another revelation. And just like the bars of iron and people, some people in cages, in encasement. So we are going to pray this morning. Every encasement. No, encasement is a wall of containment. Maybe, let me put it that way. So when you see the bar, like something is caged. There are some people as if they are inside cage. You understand what I'm saying now? So we are, I don't know any encasement. It might be spiritual wall of containment. It might be financial wall of containment that you need to break out. It might even be marital wall of containment. It might be medical wall of containment. It might be emotional wall of containment. There are some people who are in some wall of containment. And the Lord showed those bars and those encasement and containment. So we are going to walk around vigorously and say every bars of fire, every wall, every encasement around these people this morning, we are going to be breaking them, that they must give way. The voice of the Lord is roaring. Every encasement must give way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to walk around. I want us to walk around and break every encasement. Just walk out to be sure, just physically to demonstrate you are not encased, you are not caged, you are not tied down. Yes, every encasement, we break. Every wall of containment, around us, we break in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wall of containment around us, we break in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mantala baba, ragagagaga, ranga siba, raanda kushkibo, runda kasiba, raanda kushkibo, ronsokoshiba, raanda kushkibo, rima kaskiba, raanda kushkibo, runda kashkaba, resekekeke, raanda kuraba, raansa kapa, raanda kushkibo, runsa kapa, ranga shiba, mansandala, every encasement around your people, around our lives, Lord, today we break loose out of every wall of containment in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the anointing of the living God. We break every encasement, every limitation, every bars of iron, every fetters of iron. We break by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be spiritual encasement, be spiritual containment, be medical containment, be financial containment, be marital containment, whatever form of containment that the enemy has put around us today, Lord, we break loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Manska papa, ragaga subo, rosoko poshida, raanda kuskebo, reesekebo, raanda kuskebo, raanda kuske, reende kuske, reesekapa, raanda kuske, raishabara, raanda kuraba, raanda kuska, raanda kuskebo, roosoko poshiba, raanda kuskebo, rokokoko simbo, riinda kaka, riinda kasamba, riinsoko shibo, reesekepo shadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, to really pray into this, I want us to open to Zechariah chapter 1, quickly. Give me Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21. I want to look at it. To really pray into this, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, quickly. Maska paliba, rendokoskopo. Zechariah chapter 1. Then lifted high up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be this? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered. Look, I want to listen to that. These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Can you imagine? Hold on. Just hold on. Pause for a meeting. These are the ones that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Abba. Not just one of them. The three of them. Judah is the symbol of authority of the Lord. The Bible said the scepter shall not depart from Judah. The Bible says a lawgiver shall not come from his feet, between his feet. So, but the Bible is saying here in this revelation that the horn scattering Judah, if Judah is scattered, then there's no authority again. And then Israel is the channel through which entire human race can be blessed. Without Israel, there's no blessing to humanity. Do you agree with me? So, this horn also attempted to scatter not only Judah, remove the authority and remove the blessing. And again, with Jerusalem. Jerusalem, spiritually, is the center stage for the peace of God and the reign of the peace of God. So, you can see what the enemy tries to do here. What effrontery. The devil wants to threaten us want to threaten you that is power, but it's not. Go to the next verse. Hallelujah. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. The Lord showed me four carpenters. The next verse, verse 21. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spoke, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentile, which lifted up their horns over the land of Judah to scatter it. Now begin to everything that is lifted against your life. Everything that enemy is trying to put in an encasement. Today, the Lord we uproot them. The fire of the Holy Spirit will consume them. We are serving a living God. That God that answered by fire. The Lord that answered by fire. You are still my God. The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire.
You are still my God.
The Lord that answered by fire. On the fire of the Holy Spirit, consume every encasement, every wall of containment around your life, around your destiny, around your home, around your spouse, around your children, around your business, around your career, around anything that pertains to you. Every wall of encasement, every wall of containment must begin to break down, must fall down, must be consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, must be scattered by the power of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Manta Daka Shapa, Braka Kaka Sabalaga, Raka Kaka Siba, Raga Gaga Siba, Rogogo Sopoliga, Riga Gaga Siba, Ranga Gaga Sabaliga, Masa Baba, Ranga Gaguska Baba, Raka Kaka Kaka Siba, Raanda Kasiboligo, Rogogo Sopoliga, Maka Sapa, Barakaka Sabalaga, Raanda Kuskebo, Raga Siba Shidaliga, Maka Shibalaba, Raangaga Sibaliga, Raanga Sobo Shiboligo, Rosopo Shibaliga, Raanda Kasabaliga, Raanda Supolibo, Roko Sopolibaba, Raga Sibalaga Shadalaba, Eri Mama Sigoliba, Raga Subolibo, Reense Kapaliba, Reense Gababa, Raanda Kuskebo, Rinsabaka Shalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Alagbara, you are the mighty God. Let's worship with this God. We song. Let's worship with this song. Let's worship with this song. Let's worship with this song.
Alagbara, Alagbara.
Maranga si bahila ba 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 ba.
You are the mighty God.
Barunde keske pola ba. Manso kopo se bahila ba.
You are the mighty God.
Masai gabusha laba.
You are the glory.
Bausa gaga gaga. I want to pray specifically for men and women in our midst. Maybe you are here, maybe you are listening to me, waiting for the fruit of the womb. You want to have a baby this year. If you are a woman, just put your hand on your tummy. If a man, just put your hand around your waist like this. And if you are standing for anybody, if a man can do that, if a woman can do that, then mention the name of that person. As you are putting your hand around your waist or put your hand on your stomach, you mention the name of the person you are standing for. But if it is yourself, just begin to pray for yourself that this year I'm having my baby. That this year I'm having my baby. But if it's not standing for somebody, be mention that person. Ha! Now begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Begin to pray. I'm going to pray for you. Just pray for yourself first. I will pray for you. And I'm trusting God. God is going to go testimony this year. We are going to celebrate. We are going to dedicate babies. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, they are going to come back to give testimony to the Lord this year. Manska papa pa, ranga gaga sapalaba, brakaka sipaliga, ranga gaga sabalaga, ranga gaga sabaliga, ranga gaga sabaliga, raga subababa kashiba, raida kaka sabalaba, raida kuskaba, raanda kushke bobo, rekeske popo, ranga sibaba, raishigaga, rainde koskupu, reinsaika papa, raindo sopoleba, raandu koskopojida, raanga saibaliga, raide keskepolia, rauda saikapu, reke sibayangata, raiga shaibakulaba, jerimanska hindaleba, rehese kuba, rahus sekepu, rahus kaibalaba, rehis kaiba, raandu kesiba, raide keskebo, ruhus kaiba, rahis kaibaba, ron sekepu saba, re sekepu shada, raansa galaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, this morning I pray for everybody, every woman who is waiting to conceive this year, every man who is waiting to have another baby this year. Lord, as they have indicated, either they are putting their hand on their stomach, in the case of women, or putting their hand around their waist, in the case of men. My Lord and my God, open the womb of this woman. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, open the loins of this man. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, today I banish every form of primary or secondary infertility. In the mighty name of Jesus, this one in their lives, and even those who they are standing in the gap for, I banish both primary and secondary infertility in the mighty name of Jesus. Open this womb, O Lord God. Open this womb, O Lord God. Open this womb, O Lord God. This year, let it be a year of celebration and dedication of new babies in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach and Abundant Life Chapel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because you have done it. These wounds are open. New babies we brought to this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Yanu lolorunwa. Ìyanu lọ́lọ́run wá. Ìyanu lọ́lọ́run wá. Ọlọ́run wá yéraye.
Ìyanu lọ́lọ́run wá. Ìyanu lọ́lọ́run wá. Ọlọ́run wá yéraye. Ìyanu lọ́lọ́run wá.
just begin to speak in tongues or plead the blood of Jesus. Just begin to speak in tongues and plead the blood of Jesus. Just begin to speak in tongues and plead the blood of Jesus. Or plead the blood of Jesus. Either you speak in tongues or you plead the blood of Jesus. Don't just be quiet. Take it low. Bring it low. Don't be quiet. Either you speak in tongues or you plead the blood of Jesus. Man katalaba. My shika pailaba. Ma iribaska ipa papa. Ra inda kasamba liba. Randa kuske bobo shomboliga. Ra anda kuske bobo shomboligo. Ra anda kuske bobo shomboligo. Ra gasiba liga. Ra ida saikapa. Ra ida kuskai balaba. Ra inde seke poshanda. Ra inda siba ishabala. Ra andu sipopo. Rusakapa shinda laba. Ra anda kuske bobo shomboligo. Ranga sibaba. Ra unso poko siba. Rehense kepa. Ra inda siba. Ra andu sepo. Ri inde sepo. Ra andu sepopo. Ra inde seke pepe. Ra gashaba. Ra anda kuskebo. Ra anda sibaba. Ra anda shiba. Ri saikapa. Ra useke popo. Ra ansikapa. Ra anda kuskebo. Ra gagasaba laba. Ra anda kuskebo. Mansuko shomboliba. Re ensi gabashada laba. Rekeke sepo libo. Ranga gaga sabaleba. Rakaka sapaba. Rakakaka sapalaba. Ranga gaga sibalaba. Rindaka skibuskadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to worship God in our absolute silence. Anywhere you are. And if the process the Lord is giving you a word of prophecy, you can just lift up your voice and give the word. But let us worship God in absolute silence just for about a few seconds or 1 minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there's any word you can give if I say what I want to say now. How great. This God is great. Is our God.
Sing with me how great is our God.
And listen to me. I want to share another revelation with us. This God is a very good God. In this revelation, I was in the field. Are you listening to me? And in that field is bigger than what I could probably undo on my own. It's a green field and a lot of plants. Some are already getting to maturity, and some are just being planted, and some people are watering. Just see it as a productive field where there is a lot of activity going on. And I take this to mean that God will want to enlarge us this year. The devil is a liar. He cannot contain us. So I want you to stand on your feet this morning and begin to increase for us in this church. And as the decree increases, it also happens to your own life too. That field was so big, so vast. I want us to begin to ask God that God will enlarge our coast this year. 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 Yes, Mama Katalaba. Raanda kuske popo. Ragaska papa shiba. Raandu se popo shiba leba. Raanda kuske bobo shiba liga. Raandu koskobo shiba oko shimbo ligo. Robo shimbo ko shimbo ligo. Umbruko shimbo ko shimbo shimbo ligo. Bruko shimbo 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 ko shimbo. Bruko shimbo shimbo ko shimbo. Broko shimbo 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 broko shimbo broko shimbo shimbo broko shimbo diba raanda kaskamba shinda. Lord, you increase all this year. Lord, you increase all this year. Lord, you increase all this year. Lord, you increase all this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amakata la baba raanda kuske po shimbo diba raanda kuske bobo shimbo diba raanda kuske bo shimbo digo brubaka simbo shimbo digo. Brogogo simpoliga, bragagaga sampaliba, rekeke sebo shandalaba, endu siga siba katalaba, raanda kuskebo, jerima maska impalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you increase us this year. Lord, you enlarge us this year. Lord, you increase us this year. Lord, you enlarge us this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, manka talaba, ranga skipo shibalaba, raanda kuskebo shimboligo. Brukoko sopolebo, brubo sopolebo, rokoko sopolebo, ragaga sapa, bruko soposhipo, bruko sopolebo, rugaga sapalaga, ragagaga simba, ringegege skibalaba, rinda kaskiba, umama kaskibobo, rungo skoposhima, rainda kashibalega, homo ruka samba, rekekeke simpolebo, rubabaka sampaleba, ragagaga sambaliga skuboliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody send something here as a word of prophecy. I will prefer the person just give the word, but I will read what he or she, I don't know whether he or she said that just be obedient and walk with me and shall see my wonders and power. Do not detest what I ask you to do. My peace is with you. Let us begin to pray this only that God, we will experience your power this year. We experience your peace. We experience your peace. We experience your power. We experience your move in a new way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manga talaba. Ranga skipo shuboligo. Rundo koko skibo shibalaba. Ra inde sibaka shambalaba. Ra anda kuskebobo. Ra anda kaskibo shiboliba. Ra anda kuskobo shandalaba. Ra inseke po shandalaba. Iribaska haurubo sondolbo. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Because today is the last day of this fasting and prayer, we are going to take this one and I will call all the pastors to come forward and declare, just pray for the congregation. One after the other, I will call Pastor Awotoyi, Pastor Salama, and Pastor Mrs. Awotoyi. Let the three of them come and join me here. We are going to take this song three times, and each of them will take it. Where's Pastor Mrs. Awotoyi? Each of them will take the microphone and just pray on the, bless the congregation. You don't need to read the Bible. Just pray the way. If you want to read the Bible, you are free to read the Bible. If you want to read the scripture, you can read the scripture. But just pray and bless the people of God that to cap up this period and pray on all this revelation and all these things. So before, please, can come and join me here. Before we do that, I want to do something quickly. If there's anybody here who is not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit and want to be filled, you can just come here quickly and we'll pray for you. But if there's none, we'll just go ahead. If there's anybody who's yet to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and wants to be filled, the person can come forward now. But if there's none, we just go ahead Okay. If there's not, let's take this song. Iyanu l'Olorunwa. Iyanu. We take it three times, and after that, we start from.
L'Olorunwa. L'Olorunwa.
Of the Lord this morning, we declare, because your word said that they that fear you, Lord, shall be blessed. Lord, because this one fear you, Lord, because, oh Lord, they have taken time, oh Lord, we have taken time to wait upon you, Lord, for these past 11 days. Lord, as we come together this afternoon, Lord, we declare that your people, they are blessed in the name of Jesus. We declare that your lives, your destiny, they are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare multiplication. We declare enlargement unto your lives in the name of Jesus. We declare the peace of the Lord, peace that passes all understanding, we receive unto your destiny in the name of Jesus. As you journey on in year 2021, we declare it shall be year of great testimony, testimonies of advancement, testimonies of open doors, testimonies of divine intervention, testimony of rejoicing shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Upon your health, you shall enjoy peace in the name of Jesus. Upon the earth of every living soul in this assembly, we declare peace. We receive peace. We receive sound mind in the name of Jesus. We receive good health in the name of Jesus. We declare your bread is blessed. We declare your water is blessed in the name of Jesus. We agree together that over every living soul, over our children, over our youth, over our men, over our women, we declare that in the name of Jesus, it shall be shout of rejoicing. It shall be shout of rejoicing. It shall be shout of testimony in the name of Jesus. We decree no one shall diminish. We decree no one shall decrease in the name of Jesus. The Lord will lift your head up. The Lord will connect you. There shall be divine connection unto your life in the name of Jesus. Upon your career, you shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. Upon your business, you shall increase in the name of Jesus. May the God of heaven and the earth increase you more and more, more and more, more and more in year 2021. In the name of Jesus Christ. And to our youth, O Lord, we declare open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors of moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in this assembly, see that generation gospel outreach. We declare, oh God, Lord, season of rejoicing, season of rejoicing, season of expansion, season of expansion, season of expansion. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
Just a moment before we continue, I ask for those who wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, those who came forward are all children. And for children, I would love to have a short teaching for them about the Holy Spirit for ministering unto them. But however, I'm going to pray for them, and maybe later on we'll see them at the children section. But let me tell you, children, the Holy Spirit is a personality of the Trinity. We talk of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. When you give a letter to Christ, he comes into you. And at a point in time, when he comes, or when your hands lay upon you, you are the manifestation by speaking in tongues. The tongues you are going to speak is not something you are going to understand. So you understand what I'm saying now? So as we lay hands on you, we pray for you, whatever comes into your mouth, just say it out, okay? And then the Spirit of God will take care of your tongue. I think let's just lay hands on them, and after the pastor will continue. So just open your heart, your mouth, and just speak. Maskaba shibaba katalaba. Rema kaskampapa shibaba kasaba. Open your mouth. Mashibaba kantalaba. Bisilugu makashemba kashemba. Yes, speak. Makashibaba. Ranga gaga gasampa kashemba. Don't close your mouth. Makashibaba kashemba. Rekeke skepo shimpo liga. Risilugu makashiba. Rekeke skepo shibaba. Ramba kaskibo boskopo shiba. Rainde keskebo shimpo ligo. Simbara kasaba. Ya kontus makasha. Kontus mi masha. Speak loud, speak loud. Makashemba. Speak loud, speak loud. Maska papa skipo sopopo simpo ligo. Don't close your mouth. Makashemba kasimbo. Lekeskepo shimbo ligo. Rekaka simpa liga skaba. Randa kuskebo bo shibo. Rondo koko simbo. Ya kontus not keep quiet. Makaska baba kasibro kosumbo. Maska baga. Speak. Makshanda la gaga sambala. Ringe gege geske po shiba, ranga gaga samba, ranga gaga samba liga, ranga gaspila, la machine baliga, ringe gege symboligo, roboko symboligo, maka sambala, speak loud, don't keep quiet, maka shiba, ranga skaba, rinde keske po shibo, rinda kasaya bigdosi, maka shimba, ringe gege symboligo, ranga gasamba kasamba liga, hansa bilion jona bigdo speak, maka shamba, ringe ske po libo, ringe kese kodi maka shamba, sila, speak bonus, manga shada, speak bonus, mingi sida lava. Ranga skiva shandalaga. Bonus mama kantalava. Si bonus maka shambaliga. Ranga skimbo. Rongo go skomboligo. Maka skimbo go simboligo. Maka shimbala. Don't you cry, don't cry, don't cry, machin. Don't you cry, maka samba. Kanto si maka shi deliba. Rinde keskebo. Rinde si baba. Yes, mama kantaliba. Ranga sambala. Mos kombo shibu. Manskaba kishila. Ranga skambaliba. Rongo skombo shimbul. Ringa gas kambaliga. Manskiposo. Reseke posiba. Ranga skiba bashile, reke skibo sombolibo, man skiba bosombo, namakasaba. Now, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud. Make a symbolibo, pastor can just lay on the gate, mashibaga, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud, makashiba, ranga skaba, man skipopo, makaskibobo, rugoskopo shibu, rengeke skipo, ranga skiba, ranga skipobo, rugoskobo, braga skambaliga. Ranga skibobo, ringa skiba, ranga skibo, ringa skobo, ringa skibo, ringa skaba, riiba kaskaba shiu, roko skobo, ringa gaga samba, brogo somboligo, ranga skibo, ringa gege symboligo, rogo gogo symboligo, rima kaskamba shindaliga, raindo sopoliba. Now I want to hear them alone, I want to hear them, let them speak loud. I want to hear them, Makasibaliga. Just remove, now speak loud. Speak loud, speak loud. Speak loud, speak loud. Speak loud. Yes, speak loud, speak loud. Speak loud, speak loud, speak loud. Yes, continue. Yes, continue. Yes, continue. 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 Yes. Yes, yes, continue. Continue, 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 continue. Yeah, continue, speak loud. Yeah, continue. So, continue, yeah, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud. Speak loud, speak loud, speak loud, speak loud. Speak loud. Speak loud. Speak loud, speak loud, speak loud, Mashema. Yeah. Speak loud, speak loud, speak loud. Speak loud, loud. Want to hear? Speak loud, speak loud. Speak out, speak out, speak out. Speak out. Speak out, speak out, speak out. Speak out. Yeah, speak out. Speak out, speak out, speak out, speak out, speak out. Speak out. Speak out. Yeah, speak out. Speak out, speak out, speak out. Speak out. Speak out, speak out. Yes, mama. Yeah, continue, continue. Continue, yeah, continue. Continue, 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 continue. Makaski baba. Ranga skababa, reese boko soboliba, raanda kashibaliga, Randa Sibaba Shibalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, out of babes and suckling, as thou ordained strength, that thou might steal the enemy at the avenger. Father, I ask that the strength of the Holy Spirit will come to work in the life of this world from now onward. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will strengthen by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the giants in them will arise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Please, after the service, you go to the church and see Pastor Mr. Wotoye, who will still pray more with you and then share some words with you. God bless. Let's put out together, Father Lord. Our God is good. So let's continue, please.
In the name of Jesus. Sure. Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you. Sure. This morning, brethren, I declare the word of God into your life by his mind. And I say, in the name of Jesus, the Lord start with you in this new year with this new thing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will do a new thing.
Amen.
Yes, you will know it, for it will spin forth. Even on all that you lay your hands upon in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In all your endeavors, in the name of Jesus. You enter into your new season, in your career, in your spiritual life, in your physical home, life, and even in your home, in the name of Jesus. You go forth with the strength of the Lord, that in the mighty name of Jesus, there will be a way for you. Wherever you get to, no wilderness will come your way in the name of Jesus. Rivers will come forth for you in any desert area in the name of Jesus. And I say the Lord will go before you into the year 2021. He will make good places straight in the name of Jesus. He will break in pieces the gates of brass in the name of Jesus. He will cut asunder the bars of iron in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you the treasures of the darkness. And so in the hidden riches of the secret places, the Lord will release unto you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord dealt with Rahab. He gave her the mystery to speak to the children of God. To speak to those that know that way, that came to spy the land. It was a mystery. This morning, I release the mystery of God unto you. In the name of Jesus, I release the mystery of God unto you that will make you to go boldly, even to that which will make you to possess your possessions. In the name of Jesus, to grant you wisdom, to grant you the hidden riches of the earth. In the name of Jesus, nothing will block you, nothing will break you, nothing will debar you. In the name of Jesus, I release you into new season. Go forward and bear fruit. And with the newness of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
By the power of the Most High God, the power that sustained the heavens and upheld the whole universe, I speak in the name of the Holy Son of the Most High, our Savior Jesus, and declare that this year, the hand of the Lord will sustain every life that is here, and all our people who are elsewhere listening, and all everybody that belongs to this assembly. I receive the mighty hand of God upon you to keep and sustain you. In the name of Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power that contended with you last year, the forces that followed you up, that pursue you throughout the last year, by the name of the Lord Jesus, this year, today, as Pharaoh and all his hosts perish inside the Red Sea, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all those forces in the power of the Lord, we command them, wherever may be their source, we command them right now to perish in the name of Jesus. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who want to pull you out of your possession in the year 2021, Every power that is contending and want to pull you and uproot you from what the Lord has given to you. Oh, you cannot labor in vain. You have sought the face of the Lord. You have waited, you have thirsted, you have waited in His presence. And every power that want to uproot you, that want to contend with what the Lord has spoken, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree, we command, let the ground open up and swallow them up in the name of Jesus Christ. As you determine to seek the face of the Lord, as you determine to walk uprightly, as you determine to walk in obedience, as you determine to please the Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Lord, you enter into a new season. Everything in your life receive a transformation. Receive a turning around for joy, for progress, for advancement, for promotion, for victory. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you purpose to know more of God, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mystery of the kingdom. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will give unto you the mystery to succeed. The Lord will give unto you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the mystery to excel. The mystery to have outstanding success. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the heaven will inspire you. Heaven will release it unto you. In the name of Jesus. This year, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, heaven will water you.
Amen.
You will not know any droughts. You will not know any droughts. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only thing is to be thirsty for the Lord, to know more of God. You will not be thirsty for anything good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Lord will satisfy you. The Lord will satisfy you. He will satisfy you very early in this new year 2021. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be far from oppression. You shall be far from sorrow. You shall be far from calamity. You shall be far from disaster. You shall be far from mishap. You shall not know any evil at all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree by the power of the Most High God, yes, Lord, all evils that have been programmed into the year, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the mark of the blood upon your head, because of the blood, they shall never touch you. They will never touch your family. They will not touch your house. They will not touch your home. In the name of Jesus. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever any corruption, any seed of corruption that the enemy has sown, and the enemy want to water it, to make it to germinate, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we kill, we destroy the seed of corruption in your body, in your system, in your organ, in your tissues, in your blood. We command the seed destroyed in the name of Jesus. They are destroyed in the name of Jesus. They are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, today, we decree again the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everywhere the enemy has mounted roadblocks or has limited or put barrier, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as wall of Jericho collapse on his own accord, all barriers, all limitations around the lives of your people. We speak, we command by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the law, demolish, 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 demolish and crumble into pieces. You can never be gathered again. Demolish in the name of Jesus. And today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we shift the boundary. We shift the boundary of this church. We shift it. We advance it. We advance it. We declare explosion. We declare expansion. We declare increase. We declare, oh Lord of multiplication, the power, the grace to expand, to multiply on every side, from the east to the west, to the north, to the south. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we shift the boundary. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We magnify you. In this might, in this strength, oh Lord, in this power. Yes, Lord, people will be marching on in the year 2021. Conquering. Lord, possessing the gates of the enemy. Triumphing. Oh Lord, overcoming. Rejoicing. Riding upon their high places. Lord, possessing the gates. Lord Almighty, riding upon mountains. Oh yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, doors parting for them on his own accord. Prison gate opening for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, no man will be able to limit anyone. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' name we have declared.
Before I pray the final prayer, there's still here one other revelation, which I will share with us now. Please, I've shared with us a number of revelations this morning. Some of these call for action, some of these call for caution. I want you to take note. Area where you need to take action, in areas where you need to take caution. This revelation I want to share with us now, some of us in the pastorate, we stood on the harbor, before the sea. There was a big sea, and we stood before the harbor, and something like a new building, and so many ships were on the sea. And these ships were then coming to harbor to deliver goods. So many ships on the sea, and they are coming to meet us at the harbor, and they are coming to deliver goods. And they take it to me, if I pray the final prayer, that your ship will harbor this year. Amen. You have been laboring all over. You have been rowing. You have been rowing. You have been laboring. Your ship is in search. But this year, your ship will come to harbor. Amen. I say your ship will come to harbor. Amen. I say your ship will come to harbor. Amen. I say your ship will come to harbor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You have been searching. Maybe you are searching for job, you are searching for wife, you are searching for husband, you are searching for peace, you are searching for promotion, you are searching for provision. You have been searching all over the sea, trying to fish. This year, your ship will come to harbor. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not come to harbor empty-handed. You come to harbor to rest and with blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. We call you.
Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Heavenly Father, I pray for every member of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach with the church arm as their Bonner Life Chapel and everybody who is connected to this service online, those who are watching and those who are listening. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, this year their ship will come to harbor in the mighty name of Jesus. They have been searching, they have been laboring. This year they will hear the fruit of their labor in the mighty name of Jesus. They will come to experience rest. Rest from trouble. Rest from trauma. Rest from lack. Rest from need. Rest from sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anyone that is in any form of encasement, if there's anyone, there's any form of containment, let every wall of containment around them be broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I'm praying this final prayer, a word of prophecy just came in that the mighty hand has been stretched to lift you up and the top and to be on the top of your mountains. The mighty hand of the Lord will lift you up. Those who are here, those who are listening, those who are watching online, the mighty hand of the Lord will lift you up and take you up top of the mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who are looking forward to getting married. Lord, this year, some of them will get engaged. This year, some of them get married. But this year will not pass without any of them having a testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. The singles who are of marriageable age, the singles who are of marriageable age, this year will not pass without them sharing their testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, those who are looking for a job, my Lord and my God, this year you open doors for them. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you take them out of the labor market. In the mighty name of Jesus, those of them who are into business, my Lord and my God, you enlarge their cause. Lord, you enlarge their cause. Lord, you prosper the works of their hand. Lord, they will not lack. Lord, they will not want. Lord, their business will bloom and will flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone. Give everyone divine idea. Divine idea for provision. Divine idea for blessing.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, connect everyone divinely. Connect them divinely. Connect them divinely. Give them connection that will open their doors of blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, once again, I pray for those who are looking forward to the fruit of the womb. This year is their year of their testimony. This year is their year of testimony. This year is their year of testimony. This year is the year of their testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those of them who are tormented by the enemy one way or the other. My Lord and my God, this year you torment their tormentor. You will torment their tormentor. You will torment their tormentor. In the mighty name of Jesus. I speak liberty. I speak freedom. I speak liberty. I speak freedom. I speak liberty. I speak freedom into their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every chain, time everyone, time anyone, be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, every fetters of iron by the devil over the life of anyone, over the destiny of anyone, over the blessing of anyone, over the progress of anyone, Lord, today, let them be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord and my God, I pray for the children. Lord God, your hand shall be upon them. Lord, your hand shall be upon them. The enemy shall not pervert their lives. They will grow up in the knowledge and the counsel of the Lord. They will not submit to negative peer pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus, your spirit will work in them, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for those who are looking for international outlets. My Lord and my God, those who are looking for international opening, maybe in publication, maybe in research, maybe in grants, maybe in fellowship, maybe in conferences. Lord, this year, you open doors for your people. You open doors for your people. You open the doors of international arena to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, open the doors of international arena unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for those of them who are running one program or the other. It might be BSc, it might be BA, it might be first degree, it might be master's, it might be PhD. My Lord and my God, anointing for his, anointing for excellence, you pour unto them this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will experience peace. They will experience speed. They will experience speed. They will enjoy grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for those who are crying silently, those who are bleeding in their hearts silently, regarding one matter or the other. My Lord, this year, O Lord God, my Lord, this year, O Lord God, minister to them, Minister to them today. Minister to them today. Minister to them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for those of them who are brutalized emotionally, who are emotionally wounded. My Lord and my God, Lord, heal that wound. Heal every emotional wound. Heal every emotional wound. Heal every emotional wound. Heal every emotional wound. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God, I pray for those who have been brutalized by the economy, those who are brutalized by the country. My Lord and my God, turn things around for them this year. Turn things around for them this year. Turn things around for them this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord and my God, I pray for Cedar Generation Gospel Church. Father, every wall of containment around this ministry, Lord, we break. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. This is a year of expansion. This is a year of explosion. This is a year of increase. This is a year of progress. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever anyone of these people lay their hands upon to this year, they will prosper. Lord, they will prosper. Lord, they will prosper. Lord, they will prosper. Lord, they will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, there was a time, there was flu all over the land of Egypt. There was famine. There was pandemic. There was sickness. There was devourer. But you kept your people separate in the land of Goshen. Nothing touched them. My Lord and my God, I put the mark of the blood of Jesus upon every member of Cedar Generation Gospel Church. I put the mark of the blood of Jesus upon everyone who is watching me online right now, who is listening to this program online right now. I put the mark of blood of Jesus upon every one of them, including myself. Father, none of us shall be a victim of this pandemic. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus works better than any vaccine. Yes, why we do not speak again in vaccine? Why we accept that the vaccine is good? But Lord, we know the blood of Jesus Christ is more more effective than the vaccine that anybody can invent. My Lord and my God, Lord, inject every one of us with the vaccine of the blood of Jesus against COVID-19 infection. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this year, celebration galore shall be a lot in this church. Celebration galore shall be a lot in this church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for us, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for us.